Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder. I will start with the stock market report, which, by the way, was a wild day on Wall Street. The Fed announced a quarter point rate hike. And so the markets reacted positively at first, then negative, then positive, and then it just tanked in about the last 30 minutes. So Dow Jones today down 531 points, S&P 500 down 66 points, NASDAQ down 190 points. Stock market report sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-FREE. 3733. A lot of headlines to get to, and some Heat Knicks talk as well. I think a lot of people are still rattled by the way Solana called out Mike Breen in the last segment. I have not heard very many criticisms of Mike Breen over the years, and Solana just took him to task. Wasn't Mike Breen responsible for one of the most memorable Heat calls of all time, I believe? Now, Ray Allen maybe deserved a double bang, no?
That's my whole thing, though, right? Like,
right.
I love Mike Breen. I'm not throwing shade at Mike Breen.
I'm not so certain that you do based on the last segment.
No, I mean, I'm not throwing shade at Mike Breen.
I think you are. I believe you said Kevin Harlan has overtaken him that Ian Eagle is overtaking him as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have. I mean, that's not throwing shade. That's just me lifting up Kevin Harlan and Ian Eagle. Here's my thing, though, Hawk. Like, the double bang should be reserved for
one of the most sacred bangs that one could get.
Even the bang, just bang. Ray Allen, game six, he gives him a bang. Steph Curry against Oklahoma City, when those were clearly the two best teams, national TV, hits a game winner from half court. You give him the double bang. I'm cool with stuff like that. I mean, he gives Julius Randle a double bang for a regular season game.
Because it's the Knicks, and he's Mike Breen.
Oh, no, I get it, but like, you're pulling out the most sacred call you have for a regular season lucky game-winning shot. Come on, be better.
It's not a bad point. It's not a bad point. Has Eric Reed ever dished out a double kaboom?
I mean, he's dished out a yabba-dabba-doo.
I remember.
With LeBron. I don't know if he's ever done. Because double kaboom, I mean, we're talking.
Because that would be on the level of a bang bang. A double bang. Right. It's rare. It's Halley's Comet rare.
He's done it.
I can't recall ever a kaboom kaboom.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Hawk, I saw a video the other day. The only double bangs Mike Breen has ever done. He's done it four times. And you're telling me the fifth time was for a Julius Randle, a five-seed Knicks team in Miami, who had, by the way, like a 30-point lead and blew it.
It's a pretty good call by you now that you kind of play it through. Has Ron Rothstein ever dished out, roll the tape?
Probably not. But if there was a season to do it, it probably would have been this year. from Coach Ron.
Has Crotty ever given out the crusher, double crusher?
Is that his thing?
Crusher.
He's got to work on that.
What, you don't watch Bally Sports Sun?
Well, I mean, I'm doing the games.
It's your first year. You're 28 years old, lifelong Heat fan.
I'm listening to Jason Jackson and Amy Oliver. I mean,
you're sitting right next to them. You better be.
How would that look if I'm listening to Bally while I'm listening to our own radio broadcast, which will be on the air tonight?
I was talking about before then. All right, let's get headlines. Actually, let's do cat talk here. Before we do headlines, give me a little cat talk music. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers, tough loss last night in Philadelphia. They will be back home tomorrow night hosting Toronto in Sunrise. Here's a little bit of what George Richards wrote today at Florida Hockey Now. As the Florida Panthers make a run to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, they only have 11 games remaining. They wasted one on Tuesday night, especially with two of the top teams in the NHL coming to Sunrise in the coming days. The Panthers, who saw their seven-game point streak end with a 6-3 loss to host Philadelphia, will take Wednesday off today as they gear up for a big couple of games beginning Thursday against Toronto. We were playing quick. They were playing quick on us, and we're going to go through moments like that, said Sam Reinhart, who pulled the Panthers within a pair of goals in the third on Tuesday. It's not easy losing at this time of year, but we've been on a pretty good run. It is almost good to lose and learn from it, move on from it. George Richards writes, regardless of the standings or the opponents, the Panthers know they can only sustain so many losses among their final games if they want to make the playoffs. And he writes, to be blunt, one of the losses Florida can afford to lose was wasted on the Flyers. So it's over and done. There's no point in going back, but Florida Panthers this week, they will be home tomorrow hosting Toronto and then home Saturday hosting the Rangers. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Headlines with the Mike Breen hating Alejandro Solana.
What are you doing? I mean, he's in town because the Heat are playing the Knicks, and if he just happens to listen, I'm going to be near him in the broadcast radio row. Like, I don't want beef with Mike Breen.
What am I doing? In the last segment, you said, hey, Mike Breen, Kevin Harlan's better than you. Ian Eagle's better than you.
You see Kevin Harlan's call, the video of him and Stan Van Gundy going viral. They were doing the Virginia Furman game where I forget who it was, but the Virginia guard just throws the ball back in the first round.
Right. That was the one where we were at Twin Peaks and we couldn't believe what we had just watched.
Yeah. So they actually, they had a video camera there of Kevin Harlan on the call. I think Stan Van Gundy was there next to him, and it went viral of Kevin Harlan calling that with the video. And he's literally like in disbelief. He could not believe what just transpired on the court, and his call was excellent, as always, Mike.
I will say, besides Jason Jackson and Eric Reed and John Crotty and Amy Audibur, my favorite basketball announcer is Kevin Harlan.
I think he's the best, period. Like, when it comes to football, when it comes to NBA.
Because he gives you some stuff where, like, he's tongue-in-cheek, but he knows that he's being tongue-in-cheek. And, like, I don't know. He just – I feel like it's a guy watching the game on the same kind of wavelength that I am.
He's also – he's hype. You know what I mean, Hawk? Like, he's always hype. It could be the first quarter. If there's a big play, he's delivering the call with such enthusiasm. It really, like, captures the moment no matter what's happening. I told you, Thursday night football this year, I'm not throwing any shade at the legend, but the calls were just so boring. It could be a game-winning touchdown.
I think, you know, not to relitigate it, but I think that was one of Al Michaels' worst years as a broadcaster. Yeah. The games were terrible. He had a new partner in Kirk Herbstreit, and I would imagine that he knew that the games were only being seen on gas station video screens and, you know, Barnes & Noble nooks.
Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
Game-winning touchdown. Al Michaels is talking through it like he's reading you a book. Just come on, give me something. Give me a little something.
Come on, brain.
Give me a double bang.
Bring it back to brain. You know who needs a double bang tonight?
Don't do it. Don't say it. If Duncan Robinson hits a game winner tonight and we get a double bang.
I was talking about me and my wife.
Oh. A double?
Too soon? I don't know. No, I was thinking Duncan Robinson. Bang!
If Duncan Robinson is the game winner and we get a double bang from Mike Breen.
You realize if Duncan Robinson hits a game winner tonight, I'm going on the air immediately. We're just breaking out of programming. I'm going on the air immediately and I am staying on until 6 p.m.
I mean, what's stopping Mike Breen from doing a triple bang? You know what I mean, Hawk? Like, where do we end with the bang and the bang? He's going to do a quadruple bang at some point? Give it a rest.
Oh, somebody texts in on the couple people now on the Kendall Toyota text line. I am forgetting Spiro Ditas as my favorite national basketball announcer. Spiro Ditas.
Does he do basketball as well?
Yeah. He's done the Canes games. Hmm. You know who was awful? And I don't mean awful that they were bad broadcasters. I mean awful that they were just completely slanted towards Indiana. The two announcers for the Miami women's game. I don't do this criticism very often. I think it is so lazy when you go, oh, the announcers are rooting for the other team. That 99.9% of the time, they are not.
Yeah.
These two announcers for that Miami-Indiana game were rooting so hard for Indiana. One of them, she blurted out, oh, no, at a missed free throw in a clutch moment for Indiana. I'm not kidding you. It was so slanted towards Indiana. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, we're getting way out of line here. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We got to get to 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. So let's get your headlines here with Alejandro Solano.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck
Mike
Super Breen Center.
Mike Breen hating Alejandro Solano.
Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Man, if I see him tonight, I'm going to tell him how much I love him. I'm going to tell him.
You got to take a picture of him, put it right on Twitter.
What an excellent call that was. The double bang for Julius Randle. As Hawk mentioned, Panthers tomorrow, they host the Maple Leafs 7 p.m. puck drop from FLA Live Arena.
Very good.
Last night, we really haven't talked too much about it, Japan defeating Team USA in the World Baseball Classic Championship 3-2. Dreamlike ending, Shohei Ohtani striking out his teammate Mike Trout to seal the dub for Japan.
And doing it at Lone Depot Park, the place was just electric. It was just so great for baseball in Miami, and the Marlins will open their season next week.
Heat Knicks tonight, 7:30 p.m. Heat only half a game back of Brooklyn for that sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Kyle Lowry and Caleb Martin questionable for tonight.
All right, give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment.
And as we've talked about all day today, FAU tomorrow, Sweet 16, they play the 4 seed Tennessee, 9 p.m. tip-off at the MSG Stadium. Canes Hoops, they play the 1 seed Houston in the Sweet 16 Friday.
I was gonna let you go, but you're the one that smiled.
So weird to call it the MSG Stadium at MSG.
Well, it's just wrong to call it the MSG Stadium. Just call it either MSG or Madison Square Garden.
I was going to go at the Garden, and then I got caught up in the air when I said MSG. Canes Hoops.
Like when people go, I'm going to the ATM machine. You know what I mean? You're saying it twice. You know what ATM stands for.
Right. Automated transaction machine, of course.
Automated teller machine.
Almost got that, too.
You were very close.
It's like when
so
I
when
called,
you say ATM machine, you're saying automated teller machine machine.
It's like when I called Josh Chappelle the Marlins PA announcer. But really, it isn't
interesting.
Public
no,
address
no, no.
announcer.
That's correct. Public address announcer. You're correct. Hmm. Yeah, PA announcer.
The Canes women's team, they play tomorrow as well, Sweet 16. On Friday, rather. 2:30 p.m., they play Villanova.
All right.
Your weather, it's sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the mid-70s. A bit of an overcast over El Portal right now. That is your weather.
All right, we'll get you ready for Heat and Knicks tonight in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go. Know what they're talking about in New York right now. Not the Knicks. I just put on NFL Live. Still talking about Aaron Rodgers. Says he intends to play for the Jets. Hold up is the compensation the Packers are trying to get. Glad I don't have to worry about that up until when he signs with the Jets, and then we have to worry about it. So, Heat tonight, Miami-Dade Arena, little payback, hopefully, against the Knicks. Heat are 2-point favorites tonight. Did these briefly earlier. Julius Randle, over-under is 26.5. What do you think, Solana?
Playing really well, man.
I know. Like, I would probably go over, and that's crazy at 26.5.
And what makes it even more frustrating is that when they played here the other night, a couple weeks ago, he balled. I mean, he balled. He came in here, I was slandering him on the air, and he was the best player that night on the floor for either team. Took it to Bam too a couple times, bro. He really did.
Which I wonder, is this one of those games where they say it's not going to be Julius Randle tonight? It could be anyone they want. It's not going to be Julius Randle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Remember, I don't think Jalen Brunson even played the last time that
I do not believe that he did.
Yeah, when the Heat hosted them here, Jalen Brunson didn't even play. And they scored 70-plus in the first half.
Guess Jalen Brunson's over-under for tonight?
Probably around the same, right? 24.5, 25?
23.5.
Yeah. They're good, man. I hate to say it, but the Knicks are good. They are
Let's
good.
Let's see. Julius Randle, 26.5 points tonight. Jimmy Butler props tonight. 24.5 is the over-under on points. We talked about it earlier. That's a lot for him. Usually it's around 21.5. Jimmy Butler tonight, over-under on rebounds is 6.5. Assists is 4.5, but it's minus 165. I cashed the Jimmy Butler assists against, Detroit the other night.
Easy, because he came out in the first half. And he was passing it to everybody. Like, he wanted to get everybody involved.
Tyler Hero tonight, 19.5 is the over-under on points.
That's the interesting one with Tyler, because you just never know.
Duke could put up 7 points, but he's going to hit the game winner.
Yeah. You just never know with Tyler. Is tonight going to be one of those nights where he's knocking down his shots, he's going ISO with Bam in that two-man game, pulling up, knocking down jumpers? Or is it going to be one of those nights where misses his first couple shots and then he's just not aggressive until the last 30 seconds of the game?
Ira Winderman, the grand marshal of Heat coverage, reminds me via text, Jalen Brunson did play in that game. He was injured in the first half. And he says, why don't you tell Solana, spend a little more time watching the game instead of ripping Mike Breen? You know, Ira, cape up for Mike Breen.
Ira has no tolerance for me messing up any sort of Heat factoids. Just absolutely no tolerance for it.
Tyler Hero, over-under on assists, is 3.5. Tyler Hero, 3-point field goals made, is 2.5. He might make only one, but it's going to be a game winner at the end. My friend Max Schwartz in Chicago, my good friend Todd's son, he is now of legal gambling age. He has been on a heater. I've been looking to him for gambling advice. He likes Julius Randle under 26.5 points tonight.
Hmm.
But he hasn't given me his thoughts why. So I remain non-committal on that, because I would probably bet the over there.
I mean, the dude
Bam out of bio. What's that?
No, I was going to say, I mean, he dropped 50-plus points the other night, set his career high. This could be a little drop-off game for Julius
Randle. Well, and the other thing, too, is like what I said, where the Heat go, it's not going to be Julius Randle. He's not doing that to us again. We're not going to get a double bang. Not interested. Not us. Not this time.
Mike Breen does another double bang tonight for the New York Knicks in the regular season.
He would literally be doing it just to stick it in you.
Yeah. Huh?
That's got you written all over it. Bam tonight. Points is 19.5. Rebounds tonight is 8.5. RJ Barrett tonight. Points 17.5.
Under.
Emmanuel Quickley. Points 13.5.
And you want to talk about another guy who came in, had a nice little first half, third quarter. Emmanuel Quickley. I mean, this guy, they're up 20 points. He knocked down a couple threes, and he's celebrating, running all the way across the Heat court, hyping up the crowd. Hey, Emmanuel Quickley, settle down. You're like the eighth guy in the Knicks rotation on a 5 seed. Settle down over there, Emmanuel Quickley. Under on Emmanuel Quickley tonight. Under.
Somebody texts in, that's not what ATM stands for, not even close. Sir, you need to get your head out of the gutter, because I know what you're thinking of, and I'll tell you during the break, Solana. But Texter, come on. It's a family show. Sicko. Long as Ira texted us, I'll give you a question from Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel today. And this had to do with, Pat Riley turned 78. Is it this week or last?
Yeah, it was this week.
Monday, right?
Yeah.
Because it was... It was Pat Riley's birthday, and it was Jamal Cain's birthday.
Yeah, two Heat legends.
Somebody writes in to Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. I think Pat Riley bounces back in a big way next year. Born winner. made the Heat relevant the moment he walked through the doors. Not Dwayne Wade, not LeBron James, Pat Riley. It all started with him. And by the way, you would agree with that, Solana, right?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, like, I do think a big part of the Big Three was Dwayne Wade's relationships with LeBron and Bosch. But the idea that people...
Not even bring Shaq in. Pat Riley gave the Heat the cachet to go whale hunting.
Yeah. No, for sure. I just think a lot of people like to just disregard what Pat and Andy did, having that foresight to have the allotted cap room to go out and, mm-hmm. and do a deal that nobody in the history of the league has ever done. Put together three guys in their prime that had never been done before. And like, people just want to say, well, Dwayne Wade is the one who recruited Bron and Bosch. And, like, I don't see it that way either. But I do think a lot of it had to do with the fact that Dwayne Wade had those relationships. The problem is that Pat Riley has set up just these types of expectations now, where everybody wants the whale every offseason. Those are the expectations now.
Well, that's exactly what Ira writes. He says, I'm not sure how much Pat Riley has to bounce back from this season. The problem since Riley's arrival in 1995, and it's not an actual problem, are the expectations. The Heat, entering Tuesday, stood tied with the NBA's 10th best record. So, in other words, even in what is being considered a down season, the Heat are ahead of two-thirds of the field. Still, anticipation of a bounce back seemingly would be justified considering what the Heat achieved in the 2020 and 2022 playoffs coming off uneven seasons. But don't limit those expectations just to Pat Riley. Andy Ellisberg, Adam Simon, and the rest of the front office also have a way of creating turnarounds. And now that the Heat will be into the luxury tax, that hurdle already has been accepted. You want to hear one more? I'm just curious your thought on it. One more Ask Ira?
Yeah.
Ira, is Eric Spoelstra doing Victor Oladipo dirty? He worked back for two seasons to get into the rotation and then got tossed off the boat. What does that tell other free agents who are deciding whether to play here? And I would personally add, same thing with Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson only was a record-setting three-point shooter, and now he's collecting dust on the bench.
What is Duncan's situation? Tell the rest of the league, come to Miami. They're going to pay you. You have one good season, they're going to pay you. That's what it's telling the rest of the league.
So Ira says, what does it tell you? That it's a meritocracy. That when it comes to playing a supporting role on this team, that the priority should be consistency. Plus, if Victor Oladipo is put off by being, well, put to the side, then he has the option of opting out of the final season of his Heat contract and foregoing that $9.5 million next season and instead seeing if the free agency grass is greener elsewhere. Beyond Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and say Tyler Hero, everyone else has to be with the program. Free agents have to be well aware of that when joining or re-signing with the Heat, that you are being brought in to complement with no guarantees. Has been pretty surprising, but we've seen how the rotation is contracting. And obviously, my guy Duncan Robinson is not part of it, but Victor Oladipo is not part of it either, which at the beginning of his playing time this season, you were certain, I was certain, that he was going to be a big part of the playoffs. In fact, we were talking about him being a steal, where all of a sudden you have Victor Oladipo in the playoffs. It's an unbelievable acquisition who you already had, but he's not going to get much playing time.
Yeah, he is the interesting one to me. Right now, I don't think he is, because offensively, bro, Vic has just been, I mean, up, but then double bang down. You know what I mean? Like, it's
double
just
bang.
It's gotten to a point where, I mean, he's so inefficient offensively, so inefficient. And Hawk, part of the Heat's defense that was making them a top five defense in the league was their ability to force turnovers, right? Just jumping passing lanes. Jimmy and Vic were really elite at that. But how you and Crowder always talk about sacrificing defense for offense. I mean, Vic's out there. His defense is okay. He's going 2 of 13 from the field, and you can't have that. and it seems like he's
unless you're going 9 of 13 from three. And guess who could do that?
Okay.
Because you could give up a little defensive prowess if someone's going, say, 9 of 13 from three.
Right.
Who could do that on the Heat bench? Anyone out there?
Yeah. 9 of 13. Tell me the last time Duncan Robinson has gone 9 of 13.
That's because they don't give him any playing time.
He had one game. He made four
Duncan
threes.
Robinson doesn't get a minute. I mean,
you're
absolutely
hanging on to
ridiculous.
That. You're hanging
and,
on
and
to
And they're going
to
be, you know how they're going to start tonight's game. They're going to be 2 of 12 from three, and he's going to be looking down the bench for answers. And Duncan Robinson's going to be staring him right in the face. He's not going to put him in.
I want him to check in himself so bad. Check himself into the game so bad. Just walk over
and
the
take
score
Jimmy
sheet.
Out. And take Jimmy out.
Please. That would be all-time Heat moment.
All right, well, there you go. 15 minutes of Heat. So Heat tonight, Miami-Dade Arena. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. Pre-Heat when? 6:15?
Yes, sir. 6:15 tonight.
Pre-Heat 6:15, Solana and Tommy Tig. And then you will have Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight. And then who's up? It's Brooklyn after that?
Yeah, only two games this week.
Wow.
Knicks tonight. The Nets play the Cavs tomorrow again at home. They lost to them yesterday. And then Saturday, Heat, Nets, right here at Miami-Dade Arena.
That could be very, very big.
Two playoff games, bro.
Very, very big.
I'm telling you, two playoff games in the final stretch of the season.
I like it. All right, so you'll hear the Heat game tonight right here, 560 WQAM. Solana's going to head on out to Miami-Dade Arena right about now. Dan Day will take over for him for the rest of the program. We'll continue talking some Heat and some March Madness as well. Still got a lot to get to.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Rona Dina.
Hawk and Crowder.
Talking about...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, can a tenth of that translate to Marlins fandom when the season starts next week? I'll give you a great little thread that Will Manso from Local 10 tweeted last night. He says, one last thing about the World Baseball Classic Championship between USA and Japan. Through 14 games at Lone Depot Park, the attendance, listen to this, the attendance for the World Baseball Classic at Lone Depot Park through 14 games, 439,138. That's an average crowd of 31,367 in Miami for World Baseball Classic games. So here's part of Will Manso's thread on Twitter. To put it into perspective, last season the Marlins drew a total of 907,487 fans in 81 home games. That's an average of 11,000, a little over 11,000 per game. Obviously, Will tweets, various factors go into the difference. Not all people attending World Baseball Classic live in South Florida, but it also shows plenty of people do love baseball here. Then Will opines, how do the Marlins build off this? Can they? It's the same ballpark, same food, same parking options. The team has done a nice job offering ticket packages and specials for those attending WBC games. They've showcased Sandy Alcantara and Luis Arraez and some of the other Latino players. But in the end, winning is the best way. That's what Will says. Then you showcase players. Have to invest in stars. Build around them. I'm not sure this franchise has done enough of that. This team still has issues. We'll see how it all comes together starting next week. I got my fingers crossed, and I know obviously Will does as well. I think all sports fans in Miami, you'd love to see baseball be super popular. You would love for Marlins games. You know, you go to a Heat game, it feels like an event, certainly during the Big Three era, feels like an event. If you want to see and be seen, it was at American Airlines Arena, now Miami-Dade Arena. You want, as a Marlins fan, as a sports fan, as a baseball fan, you want baseball games to feel, in Miami, the way that the World Baseball Classic games felt. Now, can you ever achieve that? I don't know, because you're talking about nationality. You're rooting for your country. There's something, you know, embedded deep in us that makes that a little more exciting than the team that you root for. But again, I keep saying 10%. Give me 10% of what you felt at the World Baseball Classic for the Miami Marlins next season, and you will see a remarkable difference. Make it 20%. But like Will Manso is saying there, compete. You have Sandy Alcantara. You got a Cy Young winner. Compete. Give him some run support, which I think they've addressed. Man, if they're competitive, oh, would I love to see a Marlins game feel like the worst attended World Baseball Classic game at Lone Depot Park. Remains to be seen. Obviously, the season starts next week, and we will celebrate that as the Marlins come closer and closer to opening day. All right, we got to take a break here. We've got headlines coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk some Heat. We're going to talk some March Madness. We have a loaded potato for the next 1 hour of this program. So we'll take a quick break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I was a little late coming back here. Jimmy sent me out to the corner and get him a cigarette.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.